Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Monica Brady Meyerov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Super Saturday. Does that make today Last Chance Thursday? The holiday shopping season is almost over. Today is expected to be the second biggest shopping day of the season after Black Friday, with some stores staying open around the clock. Procrastinators are revving up retail sales. This past weekend, Super Saturday, shoppers dropped $8 billion, a 15% spike over last year, when sales actually plummeted because of an East Coast blizzard. And new economic figures out this morning show Americans boosted their spending last month. So what does all this mean for retailers and the economy as a whole? Kelly Grant, senior consumer reporter for Smart Money, joins us. And Kelly, give us a snapshot of the season so far compared to last year.
Well, when we started out the season, a lot of the early reports were lackluster. We weren't going to see great sales. People weren't really going to be spending. And now the National Retail Federation has revised its forecast up to 3.3%. Earlier, they were expecting about 2%. And that's going to mean $451 billion in spending from consumers.
Wow.
Pretty significant jump when you're looking at that. And a lot of that is coming from online. We saw huge online sales this year. Cyber Monday was the biggest day for online sales ever in terms of recording them.
Well, what are people spending their money on?
A little bit of everything. There is some talk that part of this is pent-up demand, that people were buying TVs and computers because they hadn't bought one in several years and they couldn't really afford to. There were some indications that people are willing to spend a little more on themselves this year, and we just weren't seeing that the past 2 years. They were buying the gifts they had to get, and that was it.
So less practical gifts?
Less practical gifts in a bit of it, too. We were seeing that more people were interested in buying jewelry, and all of the retailers were taking that as a very good sign, because in the past 2 years, again, people were looking very practical gifts. You know, that was the year that you could get someone a vacuum cleaner for Christmas and not have that be some sort of a strange gift. Now they want the jewelry again.
Forget the vacuum cleaner. Well,
So
this year we saw a lot of Christmas creep. Stores opened on Thanksgiving. They stayed open longer hours, and they offered some crazy deals even earlier. Do you think we'll see more of that next year?
Almost definitely. Retailers really started pushing these big sales in October, and it was early Black Friday this and doorbuster that, even weeks before Black Friday itself. And then, of course, we saw a lot of stores open on Thanksgiving Day. And I think, with the retailers seeing that they can get people spending early and keep them spending right up until the very last minute here, that we're going to see more of that next year and potentially even earlier sales.
And I understand some retailers, including Toys R Us, have a Christmas club now, similar to what you could do at your bank to save money for presents. Explain what this is.
They do have this, and basically these start as early as July. So if you want to talk about Christmas creep, that's a pretty good example. And they start up these, and they encourage consumers to put aside money in a savings account held with the store. And then in October or so, you will get all of that money that you saved on a Toys R Us gift card. Sears does it now, too. You get that money plus a 3% bonus from the store. And, of course, the catch is that you have to spend all of that money that you've saved at Toys R Us or Sears or Kmart.
Well, while people are spending more money, we notice that there don't seem to be as many shop clerks to help them. Why are we noticing fewer salespeople?
It hasn't really picked up enough for them to hire more, and also for them to be offering such big discounts, and we have really seen very big discounts this year. They have to make up for that loss somewhere else, and what we were hearing from analysts is that a lot of the retailers were trying to cut costs on the operations side. They weren't hiring as many clerks. They were streamlining whatever they could do online to make sure the orders were going through with as few people involved as possible.
So people are buying more, but that doesn't necessarily mean more jobs, at least in the stores themselves, as we said. So what do you think the shopping season says overall for the economy?
It's a good sign that we are seeing some improvements, but it's still overall spending for the year is about half of what it was in the early 1980s when we were coming out of that recession, and we did see some economic recovery. So I think, it's a decent start, but we're still not quite at the point yet where we're spending our way out of it and really generating those jobs.
Kelly Grant is senior consumer reporter for Smart Money, talking to us about the holiday shopping season and what that means for the economy. One more question, Kelly. How was your shopping this year?
Oh, my shopping, I got that done pretty early, all of those good early sales, and everything is wrapped and ready to go.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's Here and Now.